So what he says here, this is really about mushawara. Al-mushawaratu ma'murun biha shara'an. Consultation is commanded by the Sharia. So understand this. Fafhim. وَإِنَّمَا يُشَاوِرُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ النَّاسَ فِي الرَّأِي فِي الْحُرُوبِ وَغَيْرِهَا لَا فِي الْأَحْكَامِ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ وَقَرَأَ إِبْنُ عَبَّاسٍ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأُمُورِ وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْاعْتِقَادُ عَلَى اللَّهِ فِي التَّحْصِيلِ الْمَنَافِعِ وَحِفْظِهَا بَعْدَ حُصُولِهَا فِي وَفِي دفع المضرات وفي رفعها بعد وقوعها وهو من أعلى المقامات لوجهين إذ أحدهما قوله إن الله يحب المتوكلين والآخر والضمان في قوله ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه وقد يكون وجوبا لقوله وعلى الله فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين فجعله شرطا في الإيمان. So he says, consultation, we're commanded to do that by sacred law, so understand this. And the Prophet takes consultation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from people in their opinions about war and strategy and commerce, things like that. He passed by, the people were planting a tree. They were doing the ta'bir of the pollination of the date palms, you know, where you have to, because date palms, unlike other trees, date palms have a male and a female. And so you actually have to inseminate the male with the female. And the Prophet saw him doing that, and he thought it was strange. Because he was from Mecca. He wasn't from here. And so they thought, oh, if the Prophet doesn't, we shouldn't do it. So they didn't do it, and their crops didn't do well that year. And they came to him, and they mentioned, and he said, "Antum adra bi umuri dunyakum. You know your worldly affairs better than me. I didn't come to guide you in agriculture. You know, that فَسَرُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask farmers. Don't ask, you know, if a prophet's a farmer, then he'd know more than anybody. But if he's not a farmer, that's not his area of expertise. So the Prophet ﷺ was letting them know there was a great lesson in that, that that's not why he came to teach people how to farm. So he was told to take their advice. It's not in the ahkam al-shar'iyya. He doesn't say, what do you think about zakat? Should it be 2.5%? That's not, the Prophet ﷺ is not here to take advice for that because he has direct advice. That's why Ibn Abbas actually read the verse and take consultation in some affairs. Fi ba'd al-umur. That's the qira'ah of Ibn Abbas. He had a qira'ah of tafsir where he interpreted the verses. And also Allah says, once you've decided to do things, trust in God. Trusting God is i'timad ala Allah. It's dependence of God in your acquisition of benefits and in your guarding and protecting them once you've acquired them. And also in protecting them from harm and removing harm from them once harm occurs. That's what trust in God is. So it's a dependence upon God in achieving benefits. Omar was asked about what is tawakkul. He said, it's to plant the seed and then to trust in God that it'll grow. So tawakkul is not giving up asbab. Some people from Yemen came to Hajj and they didn't have any zad during the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab. They had no, and Umar said to them, who are you? And they said, nahnu al-mutawakkilun. We're people trusting in God. He said, bal antum al-battalun. You're a bunch of free loafers. That's not trust in Allah. Tazawwadu. You know, the Quran says, take your provision. You take provision. Don't go on a journey without provision. That's not trusting God. Oh, I'm going to trust in God. Allah will take care of me. He might or he might not, but he doesn't have to. I mean, you can do that and go out and sure enough things happen and that, but that's not what the Sharia commands you to do. That's a misunderstanding. So then he says, so for achieving these benefits and then for preserving them, and then also once you've achieved them, protecting them from harm or removing harm after it's occurred. And it's one of the highest stations for two reasons. The first is because Allah says He loves people that trust in Him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. So that's the first reason. The second is the guarantee in Allah's word, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever trusts in God, Allah is enough for him. And sometimes this is an obligation. Allah says, and upon God, trust. فَتَوَكَّلُوا. That's a command, imperative. The imperative in the Qur'an, when you use a command mode in the Qur'an, you have different moods, right? And the imperative is when you're commanding something. Get up. Right? If I say, get up, that's a command. Well, generally in the Qur'an, command is used for obligation. When Allah says to do something, and He's not saying, would you please? Or if you like? No, He's saying, do it. That means it's an obligation. So when Allah says, trust in God, in kuntum mu'mineen, He made the condition of iman, trust. And that's why trust is one of the highest virtues. وَظَاهِرُ قَوْلِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ فَإِنَّ الْأَمْرَ مَحْمُولٌ عَلَى الْوُجُوبِ. And also, and upon God, let the believers trust, put their trust. The command there should be understood for obligation. وَعَلَى مَنَ النَّاسِ فَتَوَكَّلِ عَلَى ثَلَاثِ مَرَاتِبِ. And know that people are three types when it comes to trust. الْأُولَى أَنْ يَعْتَمِدَ الْعَبْدُ عَلَى رَبِّهِ كَاعْتِمَادِ الْإِنسَانِ عَلَى وَكِيلِهِ الْمَأْمُونِ عنده الذي لا يشك في نصيحته له وقيامه بمصالحه والثانية أن يكون العبد مع ربه كالميت بين يدي الغاسل قد أسلم إليه نفسه بالكلية وهذه الدرجة مبنية على التوحيد الخاص الذي تكلمنا عليه في قوله وإلهكم إله واحد فهي تقوى بقوته وتذهب بضعفه فإن قيل هل يشترط في التوكل ترك الأسباب أم لا فالجواب أن الأسباب على ثلاثة أقسام.